Welcome back. You're here on More Than Money and QR Calgary. My name's Leanna. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And we have a real treat today because we're going to talk about something that I think doesn't get thought about enough as people are transitioning to retirement. We all know what we're leaving in terms of a job or the day-to-day activities that we won't be doing anymore, but we don't necessarily think about what is going to be our day-to-day when we do retire, whether that is a hobby that we're going to do, but really what brings fulfillment to your life and the things that you enjoy about your job. How do you find other ways to do that when you retire? So that's something that we use the blanket word purpose for, and we have the perfect person to talk about that today. Somebody who is a retirement transition coach, we have Brian Lambier, who's the president of Career Vitality. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks, Leanna. Glad to be here.
You did a presentation for our clients a couple of weeks ago, and it was fantastic. And we talked all about purpose in retirement, what that means, and how you figure out what that is. So let's maybe start with the sort of broad question of what is purpose to you? What is your definition of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Again, I think purpose is really about kind of defining what is important to you as an individual and how it, and what resonates with not only your interests, but your values. I think that's the key aspect of purpose. And it's about providing opportunities in your life or looking for opportunities in your life that provide you with a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment and a sense of accomplishment. Because I think one of the big challenges with people when they leave work is that they lose a lot of opportunity, at least in their minds, to have that sense of purpose in their life, because they believe that work is what provides that to them. And then they're always thinking, well, what am I going to do when I leave? How am I going to make that contribution that fills me up every day? So it's really about, again, identifying what's important to you, what your interests are, what your values are, that where you can actually feel that sense of accomplishment and giving back to your community in some form or fashion.
And I think that's one of the things that scares people a little bit. And we did talk about this, about what does retirement mean? So I'm going to ask you that question now. What is the actual meaning of retirement? Because we kind of challenged that definition a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting word, isn't it? When you think about retirement, because retirement really is not a word that I'm not a big fan of, even though I am a retirement coach. And the only reason I use the word retirement is because that's what really people recognize, you know, so they relate that to that part of their lives. I really look at retirement as a place where people can not only just get away from work, but also provide them with that opportunity to look for additional work if they decide to do that. Look for opportunities and possibilities that really kind of fill them up and start defining themselves, not by what they've done in their life, in their past life and work, but more about who they are as individuals. And it kind of gets back to that values situation that we talked about earlier in regards to doing activities that you're around kind of the right people in your lives that really resonate with who you are as a person. Doing the right activities, obviously, and also being in the right place, so it really kind of fills you up and provides you with that meaningful contribution that you may be looking for in your retirement.
Is that the toughest part about people who are transitioning to retirement? I'm sure you meet with a lot of them. Is that the most difficult thing that they have in retirement, or what's the toughest part of that transition for people?
Well, purpose and meaning is really connected to everything in retirement, really. It's not a standalone sort of situation. And really it's, when we look at retirement, there's a number of different kind of pillars to it. There's obviously life identity, which is a big relationship to purpose and meaning. There's also about health and wellness and social connection, personal development, leisure, work potentially. So there's a lot of different aspects of retirement that purpose and meaning relate to. So yes, it is important, but I think one of the biggest challenges that people have that are also related to purpose is more so related to what the heck am I going to do for 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day or whatever amount of time you've been working. And I think the unfortunate thing is for a lot of people, particularly boomers, they haven't really done a lot of work towards that end. Now, I'm broadly saying that because there are a lot of people that have done that work and do make the transition a lot smoother. But a lot of people, unfortunately, don't. And then they have challenge with that whole idea of how am I going to fill my day and define that sense of purpose within that day.
Right. And this might be something that we chat about later on after the break, but can you maybe tell me a little bit about where do you start with that that really daunting gap of now I have 8 or 10 hours in my day that I need to fill, and I can't play golf for 10 hours a day every day. So what are my options there? Where do you kind of start with that conversation?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, Leanna. And I think it really comes down to doing the hard work around reflection about what's important to you as an individual. And I think that's one of the challenges that a lot of people have, not just people that are going into retirement, but people in general. We get so busy in our day-to-day lives, we don't take the time to really reflect on what's important for us. And we get caught up in just doing the tasks of life instead of trying to understand, as I mentioned, what's going to make us happy and what we value. And really, so some self-reflection around, you know, what am I good at? What are my strengths and talents? What causes are important to me? Consider the possibility of even volunteering. Am I interested in volunteering? What would that look like? What sort of causes can I relate to that I'd be interested in volunteering with? You know, and also, again, identifying personal interest areas. And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, it's the kind of like moving from that work to life identity and really surrounding yourself with the right people, surrounding yourself doing the right activities that really truly resonate with your values and your interest levels, but also cultivate that sense of gratitude in your life. And the other one was also about the identifying that sense of awe or looking at the world through a pair of glasses that are filled with awe. And I think one of the big challenges for adults is we lose that as we become adults. And if we became more like children when we retired, and really seeing the world as everything is being new, and there's this great possibility that we can recreate our life identity outside of the workplace, then we're in a much better place to support the idea of defining activities, relationships that will bring value into our life and that sense of purpose and meaning.
Perfect. Well, I want to continue this conversation. We have to go to commercial, but I want to continue this conversation after the break. We are joined by Brian Lambier, who's the president of Career Vitality, and we are talking about purpose in retirement. Now, we're going to be talking about retirement and that transition to retirement at our upcoming seminar as part of our regular monthly ongoing seminars. But during this, we talk about how to find income to fund that lifestyle that you want, making sure that you have the growth to support that over time. We'll be talking about that next time on Tuesday, June 20th at 7 p.m. We are live in person at the Carriage House Inn in Calgary. Now, you do need to register, so please go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That is morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Now, stay tuned. Don't go away. We're going to continue this conversation about purpose in retirement and how you figure out what your values are and what you should be doing with your time in retirement. You're here with More Than Money and QR Calgary.